out on a ride. I'm joining a club for the day. What's the name of the club?
Sydney Cafe Racers.
That's Nick. Nick's Twitter name is?
Nick at Bremont Oz. Not to be confused with Nick Bremont or the other guy that's also from Oz, not called Nick. I'm not sure.
So I know Nick through the company Bremont. You may know them as the watchmaking company, and there is only one place in Sydney where we actually met that sells these watches. But today it's all about motorbikes. Today it's about Triumph in particular, because I was whinging on Twitter, which is what I do most of the time, about how it would be so nice to not have to ride a Harley-Davidson and go out on a Triumph. And Nick says, you can borrow mine. And I'm thinking, offline, I was thinking, is he stupid? And it turns out he's just really generous. It's a beautiful bike. What am I riding?
You're on a 2012 Thruxton. You're very lucky to be riding my baby.
Not to be taken out of context. It's there's no editing. It's just straight out there.
Take two.
So, your bike, Triumph Thruxton, I believe.
That's correct, the 2012 model.
it's a lovely ride. You, sir, do you have a Twitter name?
No.
But what's your actual name?
Paul. Paul Davies.
There's something fishy about you.
Yeah, it could be something fishy for a very short amount of time.
You're in Star Wars.
Yes, I was in Star Wars for a little while. The last one, Revenge of the Sith, something like that. Can't remember the name of it. As Mina Tills. So for all you Star Wars fans out there,
that was the precursor to Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap.
Is that what you had to say?
No.
I was going to say, they've got the same lines as the other film.
It's the same scriptwriter, obviously. Same guy. Mina Tills, he's the senator of the Mon Calamari people, but one of many, many roles.
Fancy naming them the Calamari people. I mean,
well, apparently it happened over lunch.
That makes sense.
Mon Calamari meaning my calamari.
This is quite a chewy race.
Yeah, exactly. It's like deep fried something or others.
Sphinxes.
Yeah,
calamari is in fact a sphincter, I believe. Yeah, it's a circular muscle.
It's kind of like the end of a.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Where have you taken us today?
We've been out from Sydney, out along Brighton Le Sands, and then we've headed out to out past Cronulla, and ended up in Kurnell, which was the first landing spot for James Cook? Don't know, because I'm a Kiwi, so
yes. This
is all foreign to me.
You can point to your place just over the water here.
Well, there's a bridge now, apparently, isn't there? Can't remember. Maybe a tunnel, I'm not sure. But all I know is we've all immigrated here to teach them how to work. It's working.
What are you riding?
I'm trying Triumph Thruxton, an 09.
An 09. So you've got the EFI as well?
I've got the EFI just.
I've got the last of the carbs on my scrambler.
Mine was built in England, though.
Ah,
yes.
Yeah.
Whereas someone else's is
Hinkley factory.
Built in.
He's going to find out. We need to find. Oh, really? I know Chiang Mai quite well. I used to play in a blues bar there. So, where are you from?
Germany.
And you are who?
Sven.
And what are you riding? Because it's actually very, very...
People call me Seven because I can't pronounce my name most of the time.
Seven. So
that's a pretty scary film.
Seven? Yeah. That can be scary.
Sven, but you're not on a bike as big as a Seven. You're on a 400, which is a very, very cool-looking bike.
Yeah, and it's not a Thruxton.
No.
Surprise. It's an SR400.
Yeah.
They're very rare in Sydney. No.
I guess I take it there's a lot of them then. Not looking like yours though.
Yeah. They all look different, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
That's why they're pretty popular, I think, as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. And you, sir, what's your name?
My name is Tom. I'm on a bitchin' white Thruxton, 2010 model. And it's all about the hair, as Stephen Brown would say.
You're I'm trying to find a nice way of saying bringing up the rear today.
Yeah, I am. I like it up the rear.
Wow, do you really want that out there? You really want to put that out there?
I just fucked myself.
There's definitely a talent there.
I think it's a Greek heritage.
I think you're right. Thousands of years of yeah. That. Exactly. So I'll be very careful the hashtags I choose for this. So tell me a little bit about the club.
So SCR's been around for almost 2 years. It's just really, it's just a like-minded lads getting out and enjoying good weather, good friends, mainly cafe races, so Thruxton's, SR's, BSA's. I think anything you can customise and call your own, I think really fits with the culture. There is some 1,900 of us around, but...
Really?
Yeah, really.
Worldwide?
Yeah, we're wow. we are a worldwide organisation.
What do you have to do to join?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I hope it's nothing Greek.
Yeah. Tom's in charge of admissions.
Yeah. I'll probably just start my own club if that's okay with you. And thanks very much for inviting me out today. And I think I might just get back on my bike. Your bike.